Page 16. Christian Salvation Service celebrates life. Remembering 30 years of service while looking to the future. What do Sweden, the United States, Australia, and the Netherlands have in common? Nearly 1,700 kids from the island of Taiwan, all adopted with the assistance of Christian Salvation Service. Many others have stayed with their birth families with the help of CSS. Started in 1983, the organization was established to help women and children in crisis. Working together since the beginning, Paula Voigtman and Xie Hui Chen have seen the organization grow. It now includes 56 full-time staff, including 16 social workers and 24 child care workers. Baby rescue. In the 1980s, along with assisting women and teens with unwanted pregnancies, CSS led the way in premature baby rescue. Neonatal intensive care units were new and too costly for many. CSS assisted by taking financial responsibility for the baby's care, enabling many to live full lives. Changed lives. David, born in 1983, lives in the USA. Sports, band, and singing in high school productions marked David's youth. His acting and singing were amazing. At 17, he visited his birth family with his adoptive parents, and they all found out why. His birth mother, a professional performer, was a member of a tribe noted for its performance abilities. Allison, born in 1984, lives in the USA. With a junior high school education, Allison's teenage mother left home to work and live in a factory. It was fun and exciting at first to be away from her parents' supervision. However, she soon found herself pregnant. With the help of a CSS counselor, the young mother and her parents placed her baby in a loving and prepared home. A common story in the 80s for many, including Allison's mom. Allison does social networking and design for a network of children's clinics and hospitals. Her passion for dancing has led to her involvement in many productions. One production in particular, coordinated by multiple dance studios, uses its proceeds to make the wishes of seriously ill children come true. Susanna, born in 1987, lives in Sweden. One of five children in a single-parent family, the teenage girl was taken to the hospital by her mother. Only when premature labor began did the family realize the girl was pregnant. At birth, the hospital referred the 1,600-gram baby, Susanna, to CSS for care. Adopted by a family from Sweden, Susanna grew up in a loving household with her brother, adopted from Vietnam. Now she seeks to tell her birth family how grateful she is. She feels they were brave or desperate to give her a chance. Steve, born in 1988, lives in the USA. Steve and his twin sister Emily were adopted together by a family through CSS. As a result of birth trauma, Steve has cerebral palsy. Sometimes at school, kids bullied him, but he didn't give up. He trained for sports and has won medals in the International Wheelchair and Amputee Sports Federation World Games. Steve's goal is to be a motivational speaker. Roel, born in 1991, lives in the Netherlands. Roel was born with no left arm and only three fingers and no elbow on his right arm. His birth parents did not feel capable of meeting his educational and medical needs, so at 1.5, Roel was adopted. He went to many doctors and received lots of treatment, and despite his handicap, he tried everything. Roel has the prosthesis for his left arm. He swims, plays table tennis, and collects coins. Tiana, born in 1994, lives in Australia. In 1994, a young, unwed mother gave up her premature daughter. 19 years later, Tiana's parents describe her as outgoing and self-confident. Upon finishing her chef apprenticeship, Tiana plans to open a Chinese tea house and restaurant. This glimpse of the past gives hope for the future. Word bank. Assistance. Marjorie received a lot of assistance from friends when she moved from one apartment to the next. Pregnancy. Helen never got sick once during her pregnancy. Financial. Joe had many financial challenges when he started his own business. Production. The last production of the Nutcracker was a big hit. Pregnant. Many women finally stop smoking when they become pregnant. Multiple. After multiple tries, the little boy finally hit a home run. Household. Most households in the small town on the coast were affected by the typhoon. Grateful. The students were very grateful to their teacher for all of her hard work. Trauma. Rick experienced a great deal of trauma to his left leg in the car accident. Motivational. Sarah's story is very motivational. She makes you feel like you can do anything. Handicap. Jason never let his physical handicap keep him from playing sports. Outgoing. Eve is very outgoing and makes friends easily. More information. Premature. Neonatal intensive care unit. Supervision. Coordinate. Cerebral palsy. International Wheelchair and Amputee Sports Federation World Games. Prosthesis. Apprenticeship. Talk about it. How do you feel about what CSS has done over the last 30 years? Which person's story do you find most meaningful? Why? Would you ever consider adopting a child who needs a home? Discuss.